the bathroom, probably. They called them the girls' room and the boys' room, and you weren't supposed to smoke in the restrooms. But I would probably say, I'm going to the bathroom. If I were asking in class, I'd probably say, may I go to the restroom?
And the person who works in the school and keeps it clean?
I always said janitor. Then they decided they wanted to be custodians. So if I were meeting one, I would say, you're a custodian. But if I were talking about him, I'd call him a janitor. Oh, a brown nose.
Does that sound obscene to you?
Yes, but we used it anyway. It sounded to me the way barf sounded to me, and then it got to be so common that you lost track of its obscene sense.
Would you use that term?
Oh, no.
What would you say?
She would say an apple polisher, probably.
Or, that sound to you?
We said that, too. We said that until we got to be teenagers, and then we said brown nose. Some people call them a suck-up. Only really, rather than applying that to the person, you would mostly say, well, he sucks up to his teacher.
Does that sound worse or better than...
Somehow to me it sounds better, but I can't tell you why, because it truly sounds worse when I think about it. But... No, but we, kiss ass came around in college and later, and that was more of an import term from kids from out of state.
Mm-hmm. The kind of fence that you were talking about?
No, I don't own this property.
The kind that is wire at intervals.
A chain link fence or a chicken wire fence. Chicken wire is the kind that's woven, that has the wire like this, and then it's twisted together. Chain link is just interlocked wires.
Do you have a term for chain link
fences? Oh, yeah, we call them anchor fences because a lot of them were made by Anchor Company.
What about cyclone?
Cyclone, definitely. Sure would call it a cyclone fence. We wouldn't call it a hurricane fence.
A very tall building.
A skyscraper. Skyscraper.
And parking lot that has several levels?
Probably we'd call that a parking garage or a garage. I would still call it a parking lot, even if it's several levels.
And the building of, well, where you go to wash your clothes if you didn't have your own washing machine?
A laundromat.
Okay, any other name for that?
Let's see. Coin laundry, I might call it. I'd probably say I'm going to the laundromat. I did when I didn't have a washing machine.
What was any slang terms for money?
Sure, bread and green stuff and dough. And I've heard it called sass. I wouldn't say it was sass. Say, give me some sass.
What type of people say that?
Jokingly by colored people. And it's not something that's really common, but I've heard somebody say, give me some sass. You got some sass. You got any stash? Well, a stash can mean both drugs and money.
If you were buying
greenbacks.
$10, huh?
Greenbacks. Well, probably a lid costs that nowadays. A lid used to cost $5.
How much is a lid?
It's enough that would fit in the lid of a matchbox. And it's not very much. But it was also called something to do with five, a nickel.
Mm-hmm. What's
a dime. You'd say I got a dime or something like that.
Have you ever heard nickel and dimes refer to
heroin?
Oh.
Dollars
except for drugs?
No, never.
What?
They sell heroin in a nickel bag or a dime bag.
Okay.